אז לפני שאתם מאזינים לפרק הבא, רק רצינו להזכיר לכם שאנחנו בטוויטר FPL Boring Tales, אתם מוזמנים לעקוב אחרינו ולהגיב לנו, וגם לבקש מכם בקשה קטנה, אתם מאזינים לפרק הזה באיזושהי אפליקציה כלשהי של פודקאסטים, אז אנחנו נשמח מאוד אם תוכלו לדרג אותנו שמה ולהשאיר את הביקורת שלכם באפליקציה, זה מאוד עוזר לנו לקדם, וכמובן אני נשמח שאם תוכלו לשתף את הפודקאסט עם חברים כדי שכמה שיותר אנשים יוכלו ליהנות מהתוכן הזה, וזהו, שיהיה לכם הנאה רבה מהפרק, ובבקשה. Hello and welcome to the 35th episode of FPL Boring Tales. How are you two?
Good, and how are you?
I'm great. I'm great. How did game week 32 go for you?
I'm still finding it out. It started pretty nice with my captain Harry Kane, but he injured himself, so from that it looked like ups and downs. But, you know, better than Super League teams.
Yeah, I'm more or less the same as you are. We have to say we were recording this episode by the end of, we started recording it by the end of the game between Aston Villa and Manchester City, which is looking like going to end with City's win. So far, the week looked okay until John Stones got himself sent off, but I still have a lot of hope for Leicester tomorrow. Let's start talking about this game week. I think that we should understand now that maybe Wolves are back, and maybe their defense at least is interesting again. What do you think?
I don't think so. I know that they didn't, they kept a clean sheet in the last two games, but it was against Fulham and Sheffield United. You can't go after each opponent of Sheffield United and think about their next, the defense that they play against, you know? So I don't know that Wolves are back, because also they have like the strongest thing that I can feel from Wolves games is that they are a low scoring team. Very little goals in their games. You see them losing, 1-0, 0-0, 1-1. It's rarely that they give a game like they did versus West Ham the other week. So I think that, yes, sometimes they don't concede many goals, but I don't think that they are stable enough to say, okay, I'm going with them. And their schedule is not, it's not very tough, but it's not that easy also. They might cheat against Burnley next week, and they have West Bromwich after that, and Brighton after that. But after that, I think that the run will end. So if you need a solution for the next few couple of weeks, you can choose one from Wolves. But I don't feel that they are that strong team that you can trust on them.
I think it really depends on the team they're playing against, right?
Yeah, like I said, they have three, let's say, on three games against less stronger, weaker offense, okay? With Burnley, Burnley with Bromwich and Brighton. But yeah. I don't think that they will need the points against them. And Burnley does need the points. And West Bromwich does need the points. And also Brighton might need the points against them. And they're not fighting for Europe. So I'm not sure that they will do it as much as you think.
I can't say I agree with you completely. I mean, first of all, it's been a long time since they connected to clean sheets. Second of all, as you say, there are a few games now that might be easy games, relatively, even though these teams are still trying to grasp with some chances to stay in the league. Burnley is fighting for the league. West Brom is still trying, even though their chances are slim. But you know, I'm not completely against it. I think that people that will get those defenders might get a really, you know, a great differential player in a situation like this. So, for example, for this week, when you have a blank for City and Tottenham, then maybe it would be a good idea to bring in a Wolves player and maybe stick with them if that works. So let's see. I mean, I'm actually considering, as Cresswell is injured, that the replacement will be a Wolves player, even though there are a few other options.
Okay, that's interesting. It is an interesting idea. Okay. The next thing,
I think Chelsea did have a poor result against Brighton and with 10 players by the end, but for Brighton, and still they couldn't find the goal. But Brighton are not an easy team. We have to consider that. And the question that I keep asking myself, and you know, I have one of Chelsea's defenders. Is this a good defense team, and is it worth to trust Chelsea defenders as a rule, you know, as a team to move forward until the end of the season?
Look, it's a problem because there is no person on the universe that knows who will play in the next games for Chelsea. Not even Tuchel. He doesn't know, so nobody knows. Because it could be any one of the defense and even any one of the keepers. So you can gamble on someone like Rudiger, but you don't know what will happen with that.
Yeah.
You have so many good players. They can play in so many different positions. I will withdraw from going for Chelsea's defenders just because I don't know who will play. They have so many games to play in the end. Just beware.
Yeah, they have a Champions League game next week, I think, right? The semi-final?
I think it's starting next week, yes. I think so. Yeah. I will check.
And it's not an easy fixture playing against West Ham. So,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so they're both playing midweek and they have a tough game. And on the other hand, I have three Tottenham players that I'm keeping on my bench. So I'm starting to feel a little bit shaky about my defense for this week, for the 33rd game week.
You know, if I'm not looking at the Premier League application site, I'm looking at their schedule for all the contents. Look at the schedule from now. They have West Ham, they have Real Madrid, Fulham, Real Madrid, City, Arsenal, Leicester again in the FA Cup final, and Aston Villa. And of course, they might have another Champions League final if they would reach it. So, like, how do you set the lineup for now? You don't know, you can't know, and they are fighting for the Champions League spot next season. So, it's really hard to set the lineup there.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. On the other hand, you know, finally, Chelsea is kind of coming together. They were kind of dodgy until Tuchel came in. And finally, the team is looking a little bit better. So if you ask me, if I was a player, I would tell myself I want to in on this. So, you know, I don't see any of the players wanting to miss out any of these games. But as you say, the rotation might not allow it. I mean, at the end, because of the different different event, different fixtures they have from different competitions. So yeah, it is a risk right now. This week I might not have a choice unless I want to take two hits, one for Creswell who's injured and one for Rudiger. And I don't think I will take one for Rudiger for sure. Maybe for Creswell because he's injured.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good this year. Okay, so what about the next door neighbor, Arsenal?
Yeah, well, you know, Arsenal again, defense-wise, they're not very stable, but you know, they lost Oba to malaria, obviously. But to be honest, he was never present this season.
Yeah, out of favor.
Yeah, out of favor, out of will, out of everything. And they've got Lacazette injured this week, taken off on the 70th minute. And then we find out they actually have another striker in the squad, Edin Ketia. So this guy scores. Maybe he's a really good differential for the coming weeks because he's cheap. He's playing for a decent team, and he actually scores goal, maybe?
He might be a decent option, yes, but he's playing for Arsenal. He's not very experienced. He's not very good, because if he would do it, he would play more. Maybe Martinelli will take his place. It's very big gamble to play him. I would wait a week or even two, just to see what happened in the Europa League, what happened in the league with the striker, if Oba is coming back from the dark. He's nice, but it's like, it's too big of a gamble. If you gamble now and you will score with him, you can gamble on any other player. I don't think that he's significantly better than any other player in the fantasy right now.
Or even if you want to gamble on anyone from Arsenal, maybe gamble on Saka who is playing, or on anyone else from Arsenal that actually plays as a starting lineup and not yeah. not someone that haven't opened the game for a long time.
Yeah, exactly. A glorified championship player.
Exactly. Okay, so we've got that figured out. How about Manchester United assets, especially in the offense? Your team are looking good in the office in the offense, except for our beloved Bruno Fernandes. Do you think that the United assets in the offense are a good idea right now?
I think they are, especially as long as the title is not set, which is close because City beat Aston Villa today. But I know that United won't quit until the end of all the games or in the end of all the chances. So they will still play Bruno and everyone else in front every chance they got. But as I said before, as long as Pogba is playing, Bruno is struggling. So you have to watch out from that. But you do have to watch out also, not you, the opponent from Mason Greenwood, because he's on fire lately. And he had 32 points in the last 3 weeks, which is a lot for any player. So he's really shining bright in the last few weeks. So I believe you can and you should have him. Rashford is an option because he's very involved and he's back on his both of her foot, because he was slightly injured in the last few weeks. And without Martial and with Cavani not able to play too many games with the European League. So I believe that Mason Greenwood and Rashford are good options for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and kind of his form right now, meaning Greenwood, reminds me a lot of his form last year in Project Restart. Mm-hmm. It was the same thing. They started around the game week 30 or game week 29, and he was the same. He was getting goals in every week. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think that Greenwood could be a really good option and a cheap option as that if you take him now. let's talk about Liverpool.
By the way, you have to credit Ole for Greenwood's form after he was like almost done in the start of the season with all the things that happened in the national team, with him getting out of the kick, get kicked out of the squad with for misbehavior. That is really something that you can give a lot of credit to Ole.
Yeah, I agree with you. And in general, I would say that he's getting out of this season as one of the most esteemed coaches in the league.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that. Let's go to Liverpool.
Yeah, let's talk about Liverpool. So I would say, and we've talked about it already, but I think that now it's kind of a done deal. So Trent is now a must again. You have to have him.
He's one of the best players now in defenders, especially obviously the best defender. He got 4 3-point games in the last four games. He has 3 points bonus for each one of them, which is a lot, without saying anything about the scoring and assisting and clean sheet. So he really is a must-have, especially if you think about the fact that Liverpool is still fighting and hoping to be on the Champions League next year.
Yeah, and they don't have the hardest schedule going forward. So it's both of these facts are important. And to be honest with you, even if there is some rotation, Liverpool is short on rotation, and they don't have many choices on his position.
Yeah, so, I don't think that Klopp is showing any signs that he's looking for it. He's playing Trent and Robertson with every game, basically.
Yeah, so he's a really good option. Diego Jota is a little bit less intense than he was in terms of points in the last weeks, but you know, I saw his last game or most of his last game, and he was really good. It's not like he's not playing well. It's just not always scoring or not always assisting, which is something you can expect from a player that is worth as much as he is worth.
Yes.
So I wouldn't get rid of him if anybody is considering.
Yeah, it's only one blank, and you know that it's Liverpool will score more than one goal in the other games that they have. Maybe not against Manchester United, but maybe even against Manchester United, and he will be involved in goals in games. So he is a good bet to play with. I don't think that Klopp will now go back to his Mane, Salah, Firmino attack. I think that Diego Jota will probably have the most chances to play at the lineup each week.
Okay, and if you're mentioning them, how about Salah or even Mane? I don't know.
Look, Mane is not one of the stars of this season. Let's say it like that. Okay.
Yeah.
And I hope and I don't think that you should. It's not like last season that you can choose it from each one of them and one of them will shine. It's only Salah, and I think Salah can be a great factor now. If you have the money for it, if you've decided to leave Bruno and go for Salah, I can understand that, and I think that it could be a good gamble. I'm having trouble to do that as myself because I have Jota and I have Trent, and I'm a United fan. I don't want to stay without United player in my team, so I won't dump Bruno so fast. But basically, I can see. I think that it's a nice idea.
Yeah, it's not a bad gamble. At the end, from the big stars of FPL, we have only a few that are still in contention and, you know, are with good chance to play and getting points. And Salah, we know, is really hot about being the top scorer, and he's got Kane injured now. So maybe there is a chance for him. So I'm thinking that at least in one of the next few games, he's going to score a few goals, not one. So it's worth a try.
Yeah. Okay.
We have Son did well today, even though the first game of this week was disappointing. He did well. and we're maybe could be a good asset coming forward, especially since Tottenham has a good schedule. And he has a new coach, which might be a more aggressive in terms of offense, more attacking.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a blank this week, so we have. I think it's a good segue for talking about game week 33. City and Spurs have a blank, and what are we doing with our assets? I mean, a lot of people have City players, Tottenham players. What are you doing with them?
I think that we talked about it in the recent weeks. We are slowly fading out City players, and there is no problem with staying without any City players at the moment because you don't know who will play with them. They are still in the Champions League and they still have a final next week. So they still have a lot of games to play, and they are not playing that great in the Premier League, let's say it. I hope people won't hear me, but that's the truth. And I think that you can get rid of every City player that you have. I will stay with Diaz only because I think that he's playing a lot and I'm okay with staying with one of them. And about Tottenham, I would stay with Kane and Son, unless you will tell me now that Kane is not play again this season. But that's not the case as for that moment. So I'm staying with Kane and Son, and let's say it like that, swallowing my pride in this week blank.
Yeah. I agree with you. I'm not getting rid even from. I'm not gonna get rid of even from for Reguilón, who is going to be on my bench this week.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, because they really they have a very easy schedule after that. Relatively, of course, they have Sheffield United straight after, and then after that they have Leeds. Then after that they have Wolves. It's not a tough schedule. And they're fighting for the top six. So I'm sure that they will do their best. And these are, you know, a couple of the best players in the game. So maybe Reguilón I won't keep for too long. But at least for until Sheffield United, I'm going to keep them.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Okay. How about Leicester assets? We have Iheanacho in great form. Maddison is supposed to be back. He was already back for the cup match.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Vardy is still not in form. But who do you think we should take from Leicester, and maybe even somebody from their defense?
Look, I'm not telling a big secret when I'm saying you should have Iheanacho. Okay. Everybody's now having it, and he's really in a great form, and even scored in the only goal in the FA Cup against Southampton. So keep Iheanacho. Let's put that aside, or get Iheanacho. About Maddison, I brought him. I like him. He was very good until he was injured. But let's remember, he was injured for a long period of time, and he didn't play last week because of disciplinary issues. So I don't know how good he will be. So I'm offering you to do it, to bring him, but I won't put too much pressure on it. You don't have to get him. Okay?
Yeah. He's not a must yet.
He's not a must. No, he's still not a must have. And Vardy, I won't touch him for now because he's too expensive and he's not in form, and I won't touch him. About Leicester defense, they don't have, as much as I know, they don't have Justin. So
no, he's not back. He's not going to be back this year.
And he won't be back this year, yes. And there is no Leicester player in the defense that was shining this season.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not like you can say, oh, yeah, he was one of the better, or no one is in a really great form.
Yeah, Castagne like, was in the beginning of the season, but
yeah, right. Now Pereira is the better, but it's still, look, they don't have a lot tough schedule in upcoming months. They have West Brom today and they have tomorrow, sorry, and they have Crystal Palace and Southampton and Newcastle. But after that, they are finishing with United, Chelsea, and Spurs with games that they will probably have to win, and also their opponents. So I won't just go for much of them their defense at the moment.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. Even though you know, it could be for these games, for the coming games, could be a good option. It's not a bad option. Maybe the last team I want to talk about for next week, Brighton. They are showing a lot of spirit, even though they got Ben White sent off this week. They're a very solid defense team.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you see taking maybe Dunk or Veltman on your team? And what do you think about a differential like Trossard?
I have Dunk in the last few weeks, and it's been fantastic. And I have Dunk, and I saw that he has three clean sheets in the last four games, which is a lot for a team like Brighton. But for if you don't have a player from Brighton, if you had a player in Brighton in the blank game week, and you didn't kept him, I think it's good to have one of the above. If you think that you want to go with Veltman, who's just had a 3-point bonus, it's a good idea. If you want to go with Dunk, which is a solid defender, who's not scoring usually, but he's there all the time, and he might get bonus for only playing good, that's an option too. If you want to have Trossard, who's like probably the best options in the best option in their attack, it's also a good idea. But after the next couple of games they have against Leeds and Sheffield United, they are starting to have really tough opponents like Wolves and West Ham and Manchester City and Arsenal. So it's really a tough schedule from there. So yeah. You can, if you're having them, so two things that I want to say about that. If you're having them, you have only one of them. And if you're having them, they are the last players on your list. Like it's the fifth midfielder, the fifth defender, it's okay.
Yeah. They're a good cheap option.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice cheap option, yes.
Yeah. And also consider to replace them as soon as their schedule turns sour.
Exactly.
All right. So maybe our last subject for today. Let's talk about captain choices for the Game Week 33. I would say the top captain choices are between Salah and Trent from Liverpool, or Bruno from United against Liverpool against Leeds. Sorry, what do you say?
I really don't. I really can't. I really can't put Bruno captain right now because I can't trust him. He's not in a good form fantasy wise, so I won't give him a captain if I have the all three of them. I will prefer to give Trent Alexander-Arnold the captain instead of Salah because he's in a good role. He had four games with 3 points as a captain. He can keep a clean sheet against Newcastle, who is already basically in state in the Premier League. So I prefer him, but again, it's not 100% choice. I can understand. You can go with Salah if you have him. Maybe he will get the points that you need. He might get a hat trick against Newcastle. It's like, I think it's about 20 minutes, 20 points easy. So this might be a better choice, but I'm going with Trent, who must be the best form in fantasy, basically. In the last four games.
Yeah. I don't have Salah, but I do have Trent, and I'm really positively considering him. How about a few differential captain choices? So let's say that Madison has a really good game tomorrow, or Iheanacho with his current form, and Jesse Lingard. one of the three could be a good choice for captain?
Jesse Lingard is not a good choice for captain in my book, because although he's in a great form, he has a tough opponent. West Ham is not in a good form. They are declining in each game. So I think that he will really struggle against Chelsea. Although West Ham traditionally is always making problems against to Chelsea, but I really think that Jesse Lingard and basically all of West Ham will struggle against them, so, and they won't be able to score. So I don't think that he is a good choice. About Nacho, I don't know what will happen tomorrow against West Bromwich, and they are playing against Crystal Palace, which also not a great team. So I can't predict it, but if not something really special will happen, like, I don't know, one goal and assist or two goals and assist for Madison and nothing for Inanacho, I think that I will rather get Inanacho captain against Crystal Palace and not Madison.
Right. Okay. I understand what you mean. As we think about it, if we judge Madison according to his earlier performances, for sure he can score a high score in any of the games. We just need to see what happens tomorrow, and if he does have the ability to bring in this kind of performance, let's say more than 10 points in a game. So if I see that, then maybe that opens up that option of trusting him as a captain. But it is a big gamble. It's a gamble that could bring you a lot of points and could end up with 2 points or less and a big disappointment. So, as we say, it's a differential option, but you have to have, you know, a really big set of balls to choose Madison as a captain right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really big differential, and like if you're aiming for defenses, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to do that, really. You have other really good players. You can go for Trent, you can go for Salah, you can go for Bruno, even though he's not in a best form, but still, one penalty could change that. So, anyway. Yeah. I think that we're more or less covered everything you wanted to talk about. Anything else you want to say, maybe on the Super League too, as a United fan?
I'm just happy that it's behind us. I don't want to go. There are better football experts than me that had their say. If you can want to hear Gary Neville or Jamie Carragher or any person that prefer football over money. He knew better than me.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Just two things I wanted to say about that, two small notes. One, that it must have been a really weird morning at the Arsenal headquarters when they got the offer to join that league. I mean they basically are going to be like the worst team in the spread there. So it would have been really funny if they would have actually been one of the teams in the group here. And the other thing that I wanted to say is maybe you want to say your farewell to two people that departed this week. Both of them are not your favorites.
Yeah, Ed Woodward and Jose Mourinho. I think that Jose Mourinho just delayed his departure a few months that I thought. I really hope that he will find something that's suitable for his status right now, because he can't manage any big team in Europe, I believe. Maybe he will find another project, maybe he will form another league. Maybe he will find a national team to coach after the European competition. But I really hope that no big team will find herself in a question what to do and bring him, because he's not just good anymore. Sorry. And about Ed Woodward, I'm just saying good riddance. And United was not good with him. They didn't manage to do things the right way. The only good thing that they did is not firing Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and giving him his back, which is nice, but I don't think he has any other option because I think he already fired so many coaches and hired so many wrong coaches. So he had no other option than to let Ole Gunnar Solskjaer play his role as much as he can. And yeah, it was good for him. So that's only the good thing that he done, and it's not up to him. So really, I hope
goodbye
that
they will, and thank you.
Goodbye and don't come back. And I hope they will find someone who will be better than Woodward at this role. And I think that they might have to do it because of the negative publicity after the Super League, but it might take them a while, so nobody will remember that. Let's hope we can do any other thing.
I don't think that the United fans are going to forget it so fast. I mean, I saw that the responses on Twitter for their no, for the announcement they made about apologizing to the fans and talking a lot about the values of the club and all that. It didn't go well with the fans of United. The thing that was really well revealed after this whole incident is that the fans have a lot, bottled up in their stomach about the owners, and especially the United fans don't trust the owners. And I think that the hashtag Glazers, I don't remember the actual hashtag, but there is a very trending hashtag about sacking the Glazers as owners and asking them to leave the club. So, that really turned out bad for the team.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah. I think that's enough for us this week. We really thank you for listening, and we invite you to listen to our episodes on the different podcast apps on Spotify. We will share the link for this episode on our Twitter account and on our Facebook page. So we are on Twitter, FPL Boring Tales, or Boring Tales on Facebook. And you are welcome to follow us there, interact with us. We're happy to talk to you either in English or any other language that we can come up with. Let's hope for great performance in the next game week. And don't forget, it's Friday, the deadline. So don't forget to do your substitutes, even though Leicester is playing the last game of this game week tomorrow. And best of luck.
Yeah, good luck to everyone. Hope that you won't find any other new league in the next week. And happy thought.
Yeah. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.